On the phone right now with somebody that's going to be here this summer touring with Nickelback and Brantley Gilbert, shooting star of Canadian country right now, on the phone with Josh Ross. Josh, thank you so much for joining me, buddy.
How's it going? Nice to be here.
Going absolutely fantastic. How are you doing so far? How's your year going?
My year is good. It's like every day kind of just more stuff and busier, but I guess everything I could have ever asked for. So it's been really great.
Oh, that's good. And a great start too, because I mean, last year, I mean, it's no secret here, you had a huge year. Just a couple of things. Finalist on Top of the Country. First Taste of Gone. I mean, that was a huge chart topper for you. You've had over 13 million streams. Basically, you've kind of right in front of you, you've been watching as your dreams are coming true right before your eyes. So
yes, sir.
Now that we're in 2023, what are some goals that maybe you haven't achieved that you still want to knock off?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really interesting. I mean, I've always dreamt of having my song on the highway, and that actually just happened last week, which was really cool. And you know, my biggest goal this year was get on the road and play shows and be in front of people. And I feel like that's where I do best, is just getting to actually meet people and feel like they get to connect with me. And just really excited about the Lee Rice opportunity and the Nickelback tour. It's going to be really, really cool. And kind of still working towards publishing stuff. And I mean, I like to wrap that stuff up this year. And then other than that, it's just keep releasing really great music and have songs that kind of take off. And that's my goals right now.
Well, I mean, talking about songs that take off, On a Different Night, that song specifically, in the past few weeks, has been occupying lots of number one real estate on our local music countdown. So needless to say, oh yeah, man, you're going to have a lot of people here in Saskatoon screaming your lyrics back at you this summer.
I'm excited. It's a big week right now, and I know that I appreciate everybody that's been listening and calling in to hear the song, because we're hoping we can get it all the way up there. So we'll see what happens.
Well, and then okay, so let's maybe turn the clock back 10 years. Did you ever think that you would be hitting the road with Nickelback?
No. So somebody asked me that yesterday. It was like, so that I made a post saying, tell younger me that's going on the road with Nickelback, and I said, honestly, they said, how would you explain that? I said, I don't think I could. I think, you know, even at 16 years old or 12 years old, if you're like one, not even Nickelback, just like one, you're gonna be a, you know, country singer, it'd be like, no, I don't, you know, I thought I was gonna be a sports player of some sort. And but yeah, it's really crazy. I'm really, really excited for the opportunity. And again, it's just continuously learning, and to have, you know, greats around me like Chad and Nickelback, and even, you know, Brantley's just so talented and really been in the country genre for so long. It's really great.
But I mean, being on the road in the same year with the likes of, like you said, Brantley Gilbert, Nickelback, Lee Bryce, it's a massive 2023. So do you feel that, like, as an artist, you kind of always have a duty to outdo yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still trying to, it's the same as it was, you know, 2 years ago, or even, you know, a year ago. I'm still proving myself, and I think I'm proving myself to myself a lot of the time. And with each song, with each, you know, kind of release and the things we've been doing, I feel like I'm you know, trying to beat myself, and maybe that's the sports side in me, but definitely taking in the moments now. I've, you know, the last couple of weeks really realized I need to, you know, sit back and actually appreciate where I am and what's going on, and remember to have time for myself, because I think, you know, things are only going to get busier, and I can't necessarily do the things I was doing a year or two ago and being out, you know, grinding it out. I think I'd need some downtime's good too.
Absolutely. You got to look after number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with the Nickelback tour, I mean, we got some country, we got some country rock, we got some straight up hard rock and roll. What are the vibes you can expect from a Josh Ross set on this show?
Yeah, I think, you know, with people, they're learning from each song that I put out, is everything's kind of a little bit different, and I'm going to continue that trend for sure. I'm definitely excited to play, you know, especially in Canada, you know, songs that have been on radio. So definitely First Taste of Gone, On a Different Night, and next single, which I believe is Trouble. So definitely we'll be playing those, and then some new stuff that's, you know, kind of upbeat and fun, and set list isn't finalized yet, but definitely, you know, trying to give people, you know, a glimpse at all the different kind of sides to me, and whether it be the high energy stuff or, you know, the emotional moments of the show. So trying to mix all that in and kind of, you know, rock it out at the very end for, you know, Brantley to get on stage, and his show's really awesome. So.
Well, you're going to have a packed barn full of people belting your tunes back at you. So that's coming up Thursday, June 22nd. Yourself, Brantley Gilbert, Nickelback hitting the road on the Get Rollin' Tour. We're excited for that, buddy. It's going to be a good one having you in our city.
So excited.
So to wrap up quick, I got a couple listener questions to field to you. Do you mind if we do a quick little speed round?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Okay, so first up, we got Jake wonders, who is your favorite artist outside of country? And you are under no obligation to say Nickelback.
No, I'm not. I'm going to oh, geez. Either Lainey or Lewis Capaldi.
Ooh, good choices. Okay, we got Zoe. Are you a fan of video games? If so, what do you like?
We just had a conversation last week about me having some downtime and to go buy a video game console. So I don't know what to play yet. If you guys want to send recommendations, I would appreciate that.
Ooh, The Last of Us. That's one I got for you.
Yeah. What kind of game is that?
Oh, The Last of Us. So they just put a TV adaptation of that out on HBO, and it's about a zombie apocalypse.
And there's a video game for it?
It is, yeah. It's based on a game. It's really, really good. I would say it's like one of the best games I've ever played.
Oh, I'll check it out for sure.
Okay. Last one here. We got Alex wondering, what are the best parts of arena shows versus festival shows?
So I'm done a lot of the festival stuff. The arenas, this is going to be the first opportunity for me to kind of do that stuff. But definitely, I feel like festivals are really cool because it's open, it's summer vibes, and it's outside. But I think something special is going to be about arenas. Kind of like, it almost makes you feel closer. Everybody's in one building together. And I think I'm just really looking forward to definitely the big party songs. But I think I'm really looking forward to like the First Taste of Gone moments and those songs that, you know, people pull their lights out and kind of have that moment. So I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be a great time. It's a vibe that you're leading people through, right?
Yeah, exactly. I want people to feel like, you know, they get to know me by the end of the show and kind of get to go up and down with, you know, the emotions that I also have as a human. So
awesome. Well, thanks for that, buddy. Talking again to Canadian country phenom Josh Ross. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat today, buddy.
I appreciate you. Thank you all, everybody. Appreciate you.